Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
As we speak, well, thankfully the problem has been sorted out and the plane eventually took off, but a Dublin-bound flight, an Aer Lingus flight from London City Airport, was grounded this morning after the misfits from Extinction Rebellion infiltrated the plane. I'll try and play a bit of this audio. This was live from the plane, but I don't know if you'll hear very much of it.
Today there's a protest at this airport.
Sorry, can you do us all a favour and remove them from the plane? Yeah,
sit down.
Sorry?
Sit down and do it.
No, don't say that. Remove them from the plane.
Their world is going to be radically different from ours.
Yeah, what? As you can hear, passengers getting a bit irate, asking the cabin crew to remove this idiot from the plane. He's standing there with a mobile phone, video and everything, saying he's a protester from Extinction Rebellion. There's another person behind him as well. The plane had to be grounded. The guy has been arrested. Look, you know, yesterday, of course, we had them blocking Merrion Square at peak time in Dublin traffic, obviously discommoding commuters getting home from work, people who had actually got up in the morning and did a hard day's work, and these clowns blocked the full crossroads in Merrion Square. There wasn't many of them, but it doesn't take much to block traffic. There was only about 20 of them. And if you look at them all, there's a picture here as well of them in Dublin, London City Airport this morning, sitting down. A bar of soap wouldn't go amiss amongst the whole lot of them, to be honest with you. These are all the same type of people who were there at Carnosaur Point, the same people who were there for Shell Oil, the same people who will protest up trees. They are the same people we see protesting all the time. And like, no matter what side of the debate you happen to be on, these individuals will do no good for the climate change debate. No good whatsoever. If anything at all, they have gained absolutely no support. They are turning people off. But this morning, again, cyclists blocked traffic in Dublin City as part of the Extinction Rebellion climate change demonstration. The protest took place at Pierce Street Bridge and Grand Canal Square. It was organised by iBike Dublin in support of the week-long series of demonstrations by Extinction Rebellion. I'm surprised at iBike actually getting involved with these individuals, but however, both groups are calling for urgent action to be taken. And this is what they said in a statement. The aim is to maximise disruption for private motorists while leaving public transport and active travel mostly unaffected. People's overuse of private cars contributes to 50% of Ireland's transport-related carbon emissions. Now, firstly, can I point out, that's completely untrue. That's misinformation. And you, if you take cars and bikes and motorbikes, for example, and even buses and planes out of Ireland in relation to carbon emissions, it is a fraction of the carbon emissions. A fraction. And Ireland is a fraction of the world's carbon emissions. And the world's carbon emissions is a fraction of the Earth's atmosphere. So this nonsense is being perpetrated by these individuals as an excuse to cause public disobedience. They said the natural world is collapsing and we will go without it. Over 270 species in Ireland are threatened by extinction. Yes, species are threatened by extinction, not just because of carbon, because of other reasons, because of course we're destroying habitats. That's, we need to all be responsible when it comes to how we deal with the planet. That is absolutely true. But this idea that somehow carbon is affecting these animals or the extinction of animals around the world is utter nonsense. There is no evidence whatsoever that there are new species of animals evolving all the time, by the way. Species of animals have become extinct long before we had the Industrial Revolution and high carbon. Long before 100 years ago. So this is complete and utter misinformation. But they're telling us all this doomsday scenario, the world is going to end. The group added that motoring poisons through air pollution, noise pollution, water pollution and excessive road building scars and landscape, making it uninhabitable for vulnerable wildlife. And these are the same individuals, because none of them have cars, they believe nobody else should be allowed to have a car. And none of them go on holidays, maybe, I don't know. They said immediate change of traffic light sequences to double pedestrian green phase and half pedestrian wait times. Immediate zero tolerance enforcement of driver abuse of existing cycle lanes, and bus corridors. An end to free and subsidised parking for civil servants and employees of semi-state agents. They want to call the shots. I'm not suggesting all cyclists are like this, by the way. But these particular cyclists this morning believe that they have some sort of faux pas and they believe they're more important than everybody else on the road. Okay? An immediate introduction of the 500 e-bike grant for all Irish residents regardless of income. Suspension of all new road building and road widening projects in the state pending a review of emissions caused by each project. Now, you listen to how ridiculous this all sounds. They want to give a €500 grant to everybody in the country if they want to buy a bike regardless of your income. So if you're a multimillionaire, they still want to give you £500. This is ridiculous stuff. Where do they think all this money is going to come from? Somebody has to pay for all that. And apart from anything else, why is it they believe their bikes are more important than somebody who wants to use the road, who's a salesman, who needs to deliver in the city? Why do they believe their bikes are more important than me wanting to go to work? Why do they believe that their choices in their lives are more important than my choices in my life? I don't want to cycle to work. I want to drive to work. And I'm quite happy to do it. And I couldn't care less if I'm driving a diesel car. But if they want to do drive the bike and they believe they're going to be kinder to the environment because of their thoughts, well and good. Go ahead and do it. That's your choice. But don't block up the roads for everybody else. Extinction Rebellion protesters staged demonstrations in Pennies last night and Brown Thomas in Dublin yesterday as well. I mean, what have Pennies got to do with all this? This is ridiculous. And meanwhile, while they were protesting in Pennies, some of the girls that were in the protest were checking out the prices of dresses. This is nonsense. And I don't know why the Garda Síochána are allowing them to do this. It's only a small amount of people. Why are they letting them do it? The police in the UK are not being as easy-handed or less heavy-handed with these individuals. What they're doing is arresting them. Because what they're doing is stopping people from going about their lawful business. I don't object to protest. Protest all you want. But when you impede other people from going about their lawful business, then your protest becomes illegal. And something should be done about it. They serve no purpose. And earlier this week, members of the group set up camp in Merrion Square, where they're still there now in their tents. If I set up a tent in the local park as a form of protest, I'd be removed. You can't just start setting up tents wherever you want to set up tents. So do you think Extinction Rebellion are achieving anything? Many people have been caught up in the whole disruption, and I've seen some online saying that they've lost support for the group completely. What are your thoughts? Have you been caught up in this disruption? I want to hear from you. Do you support Extinction Rebellion and their shenanigans all this week? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you support them? Let me go to David. David, you're on Classic Hits.
How are you?
I'm going to struggle to find anybody who supports them, David, but go on. What do you want to say?
They're useless. They're disrupting everyone. I drive buses for a living, so I know all about it.
Okay, so have you been disrupted so far this week?
No, I was lucky enough.
Okay. Because you haven't been on that side of the city?
No. Well, I was actually disrupted yesterday, and I had to actually ask the customers to get off at different places that they wanted because I couldn't get through Kildare Street.
Oh, you couldn't get up to Kildare Street because they were blocking off in around Merrion Square, yeah?
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday, I think it was. Yeah.
Okay, is there any point to their protest at all?
Well, there is one point. If they want to be hated and want to be annihilated, if they want to be eliminated, that's a good way to go. Because I tell you one thing, if that would happen in Poland, right, the special force of police for the public order would be called. They would bring water cannons. They would wash them down, arrest them for 48 hours, and then release them. And that'd be the end of it.
Well, looking at some of them, a good wash wouldn't do them any harm, in fairness.
No, but they use water cannons as you have with the fire brigade. So you basically cut you off your feet. It cuts you down.
The pressure of the water would take you down. And I see in Hong Kong now they're using water cannons with dye in it. So they put a red dye into it so they can identify them afterwards.
Yes.
You know, don't get me wrong, I don't agree necessarily what's going on in Hong Kong. Hong Kong has turned into a crazy place altogether, you know?
Yeah, that's a different thing altogether. There are different reasons for the protest.
Of course, yeah.
Now, I wouldn't like to be walking around Dublin and somebody be picking at my face and knowing what I'm doing. Doing ratings on me that, I threw a chewing gum out and my rating is going to go down so I can't buy a ticket for the fucking train.
Yeah.
Sorry for language.
Yeah, please.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. It sounded different when you said it.
That's the way it is in Hong Kong now. If they catch you on doing something wrong, your ratings go down and then you basically are banned from traveling or some other stuff.
So they say they're doing it to save the planet, because according to them, unless we change everything literally tomorrow, we're all doomed.
Ah, well, we'll be doomed then.
Okay, well, but hang on. Listen, did you, David, did you just say Jesus?
Yeah.
It's amazing how quickly you've become Irish.
I mean, yeah, 13 years, what do you expect?
Jesus, huh?
Jesus. No, seriously, it helps nobody, disrupts people, people hate them. And as you said, they kind of, that type of people, they're free huggers and they just nothing else to do.
Okay, well, stay there because Mairead, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mairead?
Hello.
Hello, Mairead. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, Mairead. Mairead, I'm finding it really difficult to get anybody who'll support these individuals.
And I'd say you won't either.
No, I don't think I will find it apart from them.
I don't think you will. What I'd like to know is, where are they getting all the time?
But most of them are probably not working. Yeah, in fairness, some of them might be. But...
And they're going to get extra money out next week from the dole.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually short of wasters.
Yeah.
And they should get out the fire brigade with the big power hoses and power hose them out of wherever they are.
Off the streets.
Yeah, get them off the streets. Bring on the fire brigade with them big power hoses. And I'm telling you, they won't be long scattered.
I saw the police yesterday in London where they had set up tents like they did in Dublin in Merrion Square. And the police went in with scissors. And because they had zipped up their tents so the police couldn't get them. And the police just cut all the tents open and took them out.
And they were right.
Yeah. Arrested them all.
I was just listening there before at the 1 o'clock news about the fella on the plane.
Yep.
That stood up in the middle of the aisle and...
Yep. They grounded the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to get him out of it. They had to fake him out the window.
Yeah. Well,
the thing about it is, if it is climate change, what was he doing on an aeroplane?
Well, I suppose that was part of his protest. He said he infiltrated the plane. But he obviously had to buy a ticket to get onto it in the first place.
Sure he had, of course. Yeah. I mean, they're saying one thing and they're doing another. And they were all out with their mobile phones. And
oh, so they've up in Merrion Square, they've a diesel generator.
I see there's more.
You know what I mean? That kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Unbelievable. They are just one big shower of wasters. And I don't know what kind of parents rear them.
Well, see, we had the same problem going back about 7 or 8 years ago. Do you remember the Occupy movement? Do you remember them?
That's right.
Yeah, and they were all around the Bank of Ireland, you know, in Dublin. And I know they were down in Cork outside the City Hall as well. And they had a set-up tent. And basically there were people, you know, with dreadlocks singing songs every night.
Lovely. And
banging drums.
Where are they now? I suppose they've joined up with this crowd now.
Well, they're probably the same people who were in the Occupy movement.
They always go around all these old gangs together and they have all these old studs in their ears and their noses and their mouths and their tongues and you name it.
Yeah, no, they're not, in fairness, they're not all those type of people, but most of them, yeah, if you look at the pictures that generally get shown all the time, they tend to be those types.
Yeah.
The long-haired type who want to do yoga. And
keeping them like, I mean,
Stay there, let me go to Tig as well because, and I want you to stay with me if you can because Tig, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Tig?
I know, a lot of things.
You support them.
Yes, I would.
So you support people grounding aeroplanes, blocking streets, cycling in the middle of the road to stop the traffic. You support all that?
Yes, I would. I think something extreme needs to happen in order for people...
Were you there?
No, I wasn't.
Why didn't you go if you supported?
I'm currently in college. I'm trying to become a social care worker.
Well, why don't you take a day off college? Why didn't you, if you feel that passionately about it, why didn't you take time off work or off college?
Because I can't. I have a small kid in the way and I need to be working.
Because you have a life and life goes on and you have to do what you have to do to move on in life. Yeah, I understand. We all do. They clearly don't.
Well, it's not that, Niall. I just think something does need to happen in order for people to...
And you believe this is the way to do it?
Express their views.
And you believe this? You believe this completely hypocritical way of doing things is the right thing to do?
Well... I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here, but...
You are.
Yes.
Well, you are by supporting them, but go on.
But no, I just feel like in order to protest these views and
We had official protests, Tig. There was official protests when the kids took the day off school. There was 10,000 or whatever out in the streets. Well and good. Got a bit of attention. Government stood up and took a bit of notice. That was an official protest. A week long, group of hippies jumping around the streets, blocking traffic, blocking pedestrians, blocking public transport, getting onto planes and grounding planes is not official protest. That's becoming a nuisance.
Whatever way you want to look at it, like.
But that's the only way. What other way can you look at it? Tell me another way you can look at it.
I guess from my point of view is that they're just trying to make a statement, and it's gotten to the stage where other government officials aren't listening.
They are listening
to these people.
Okay, so what? Okay, have you heard their list of demands?
Yes.
Do you agree with them?
To some degree.
What do you mean to some degree? So do you either agree with them or you don't? Let's go through their list of demands very quickly, okay? So they want to leave fossil fuels in the ground. Do you agree with that?
If you can't stop that stuff immediately, but you can do it over a period of time. And then
they want it before 2005, okay? So would you agree with that?
No, because there would be, you know what would happen?
There'd be a famine.
Yes.
And we'd all die.
There's that too. But
why are you listening to a group of people who make completely nonsensical arguments?
I'm just coming from the point of view that a statement does need to happen, and that if it has to get that severe, then I'm okay with that.
Can't hear me.
If people feel that this is the last resort.
Mm-hmm. So this is the last resort. So this is the only way to get public support, you believe, is by pissing off the public. That's the only way of getting public support.
Not public support, but...
They have no support, Ty. But with the greatest respect, they have no support. If you look on Twitter or online, nobody is supporting them. People are generally referring to them as wasters, crusties, all sorts of different names.
I guess that's just an opinion.
At this stage, it's become more than an opinion. More or less, everybody is saying the same thing about it. Because it's inconveniencing people. Drastically inconveniencing people and completely hypocritical. If you're going to stop traffic, you're actually doing the opposite of what you're supposed to be intending to do. And then you're agreeing with, you told me you agree with some of what they said, and I've just given you their main policy, and you don't agree with it.
Well, I agree with not to stop it immediately. I agree the fossil fuels that they should be generally stopped over a period of time.
So what period of time? How long?
I'm guessing, hopefully, over the next 10 years that it gradually...
That's ridiculous, Tig. Mm. And most experts will tell you that's completely and utterly ridiculous. We would never have renewable energy or that much renewable energy in the next 10 years. Countries like France might survive with nuclear energy. We wouldn't. Mm. It would be the end of industry. We would have no fresh food. We would have no food. What about farmers? Do you agree with the reduction in agriculture?
No, you don't
really actually agree with them at all, Tig, do you?
Well, I just thought that
you're going to come on the radio and say I agree with their I support them, but you don't support their policies. So why? How can you support somebody without supporting their policies?
I support them to a certain degree. I guess I probably should have thought about it more before I came on air.
Hmm. It just doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? I think we all need to be, when it comes to the planet, Tig, nobody's denying we all need to have a level of responsibility. Mm. You know, and we need to look at what's practical. But what these idiots are talking about is not practical. It's all well and good to say all these things, but if you don't have answers as to what you're going to replace all these things with, it's not good.
Yeah, I guess you're right, man.
Don't give in that easy, Tig. Let me go to
I get you.
All right, let me go to Alan. Alan, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Alan?
Hi, Niall. How are things?
Good. Alan, do you agree with their behaviour and their protests?
No, I don't. And I'll give you an example, because a lot of them are hypocrites. And it started with the Green Party. Eamon Ryan, his latest idea with the Greens to save the planet. And I come from rural Ireland. They want to bring wolves back into the country. They'd be good now. Can you imagine what wolves did damage they do to rural Ireland?
He also mentioned, I heard him mentioning, that if every rural village with 300 cars could reduce it to 30 cars and everybody could share them, it would make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can I just relay a story to you there? The first week in September, Eamon Ryan attended a wedding in Glencastle. And from where he stayed to Glencastle is a beautiful 10-minute walk, a beautiful summer's day. What did he do? He hired a local taxi.
So it's kind of do as we say, but not as we do.
Exactly. They don't want us to drive a car. They don't want us to light a fire. They don't want us to eat meat. But like you said, it's the hypocrisy. If Ireland, I wouldn't mind Ireland going on the global warming idea. Like if India, China and the United States were on board as well.
See, what made me laugh was yesterday I saw one of these protesters with his iPhone in his hand, right? And I know this is, you know, I mean, we're being pedantic and picking at things. But that particular iPhone is made in China, which are the biggest polluters in the world. And the particular factory that that's made in, they don't even use scrubs in their chimneys. So those particular factories probably pollute more than 10 Irelands just for those one or two, three factories, whatever it is. Because some of those factories are massive. They have like staff of 25,000 people. And yet they would support the use of those phones. And I support the use of them, by the way, because I'm not into all the carry-on that they're going on with. They support the use of those phones, but yet they'll tell the rest of us not to do it.
Mm-hmm. And you know the worrying thing, Niall? Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have said that after the next election, they'd be willing to go into a coalition with the Green Party. That's
scary, isn't it?
Worrying, isn't it? Yeah.
It is worrying. Let me go to Sean as well. Sean, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sean?
Hi, Niall. How's it going?
You support the protest?
Niall, are you anti-science?
Do you support the protest?
Of course I support the
I'm
protest.
I'm a talk show host. I ask the questions.
All right, Niall.
Yeah,
of course I support
okay.
the protest.
And what part of the protest do you support? So do you believe we should leave fossil fuels in the ground no later than 2025?
Well, taking all fossil fuels out of the ground and putting them into the atmosphere can't...
I'm asking you just
I know,
yes,
I'm just giving you a bit of context now, okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You don't need to patronise me.
I'm not patronising you. 2025, they want fossil fuels to be left in the ground. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that, Niall, you know what I mean?
Okay, I thought you asked me about science. If we did that, there would be worldwide famine. You realise that, don't you? You do realise that, don't you? That's what the science has said. That if we left fossil fuels in the ground in 2025, with the lack of renewable energy we have in the world, we would countries like France might do okay to a certain degree. They'd still end up in poverty, but they have nuclear energy. Ireland would be doomed. You do understand that, don't you?
But if we set an example for the world now, you know.
So if we all want to be doomed and set an example for the world, that's grand.
Yeah.
Great. So what have you done? What have you done?
Well, I'm at work at the moment now, you know what I mean? I'd be out protesting otherwise, you know what I mean?
Okay, but what have you done? What part have you played in this whole idea of, you know, changing the world? What part have you played? What have you done?
No, I'm sorry, no, I'm just caught up for words here. I had a big speech made, but you threw me off there.
I threw you off?
Yeah.
I did. Well, what have you done? What have you done? Have you not travelled on a plane recently?
I haven't, actually. I've never been on a plane, Noel.
Have you not?
Noel, look, you've heard Greta, our Lord and Saviour, Greta.
She's your Lord and Saviour, a 16-year-old girl.
She's our hero, Noel, you know what
is
I mean?
Is she? Right, okay.
The adults have fucked up.
Well, I tell you now, the day I start taking advice from a 16-year-old girl, the day I'll pack it all in.
We're relying on the kids now, because the adults messed up, we ruined it, we stole their future.
So
we
will put in public policy based on what a 16-year-old and what 14 and 15-year-olds are saying when they take a day off school. We'll implement public policy based on that.
Forward, the next generation. Now,
Sean,
you know what I mean?
I just hope you never get into government. Oh, Sean, I couldn't listen to much more of that. I know. Porrick, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Porrick?
Niall, how's it going?
All right, Porrick.
How is life?
Well, there you go. You know, some people seem to agree. Well, Tig agree with. So, Tig, are you still there?
Yeah.
I need to hang on to you for a bit of balance here. Sorry, Parik. Go ahead. Do you support them?
I do not at all. But you have to have a bit of leeway in the way. Like, at the end of the day, yes, they're going to get their voice heard, and, you know, get things across. But it could be done in a lot more better and more democratic way than having to block up an entire city for an entire week.
Tige, do you want to respond to that? There's a responsible answer now, Tige. He kind of agrees that, yes, you know, maybe we should be looking at this, we should be talking about this, but there's more responsible ways of doing it than a group of hippies running around the city blocking the traffic.
Oh, in that sense, Niall, I think probably there could have been a better solution to this.
So you don't really support them then, Tyke?
Well, Niall, maybe everything can be done a bit better, but if you look at it in depth, but I guess
What I'm saying is, Tyke, and I respect you better if you said to me, look, I support climate action. I might not have to agree with you, by the way. We can have a debate about that. But yeah. I just don't support the way they're doing it in these agents.
I mean, that's interesting, probably, yes. I'd have to agree with you. And that it's a gradual thing, climate change, and that people have to move gradually as well with it. Can't just all down tools and leave the workforce because we're producing too many fossil fuels. It has to be... You have to come at it from a renewable point of view.
Right. I'm looking here at some of the texts that are coming in, you know, and people can't believe that anybody would even suggest that we would take public policy or we would implement public policy based on what children think. You know?
Hmm.
I mean, basically, that's what we're listening to. I mean, with the greatest respect to Greta, she's a nice girl and everything else, and I'm sure she has... She's quite passionate about what she believes in. But she's misinforming a lot of people. Some of what she says is true. A lot of what she says is completely untrue. And she's scaring the living bejesus out of young children. This suggestion that if we don't do something in the next 10 years, it's too late and we're all going to become extinct. She talks about mass extinction. That's scaremongering, which is completely untrue. NASA have even said there's no emergency.
Mm.
NASA are pointing out that we need to do something, but there's no emergency.
Well, there is an emergency, Niall.
You know better than NASA, not
an immediate one, but there is one coming in the future.
So you know better than the 500 scientists that left a letter in with the UN the day before yesterday? You know better than them?
No, I do not know better than
them. No, okay, I'm just telling you, I'm only asking. Do you know better than them?
No, I do not.
Well, they're saying it's not an emergency either. A lot of people are of the same opinion.
Mm.
And most, 97% of scientists agree that the climate is changing. And the world's climate is changing. Not to the degree that we've been told and led to believe. And what impact we could have on that as human beings if we change the world and go back to living in caves. Which if these clowns are being honest, these hippies, if they're being honest, that's what they'd want us to do, is live like them. With dreadlocks in her hair, up trees. You know what I mean?
I can't do that at the minute. If I'm being perfectly honest, I need to work.
Yeah, exactly. Like most of us, Tig. We all need to work. Stay there for a second, guys. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Yep. Some of your texts now I could read out, but others are not for daytime radio. Somebody says here, I'm anti-climate change, so I'm going to go back to coal and buying a 1978 Fiat 124. That's probably a good idea, all right. Porrick, have you come across these protesters, Porrick?
I have indeed, yes. I was in Dublin there on yesterday, actually. I was going up to Baggot Street. I drive a lorry for a living, so I was delivering to a well-known supermarket chain, and coming up by Merrion Square there, and let's just say I was being fairly hounded out of it just for me doing my daily job.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's really disrupting business. They said they wouldn't disrupt business, but they are disrupting business. Now they're getting onto planes. I mean, I understand the Garda and this kind of reluctance to get involved and start pulling them off the streets, because then all of a sudden it'll be, oh, Garda brutality. So they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. But I think it's time they did something.
Look, at the end of the day, look, the guards are going to do the best they can. Now, they should do a little bit more now compared to a lot of countries, you know, policing system. We're doing nothing.
Look at these iBikers this morning. iBike Dublin. You know, 8 o'clock this morning, rush hour traffic into work for a lot of people. And, you know, they decide to block the roads. And they make no bones about it. They said the aim is to maximise disruption.
You can't. It cannot be done that way, literally.
No.
That just, look, as I said before, look, there's a better way of getting your message across for a protest. Like, I was like, I'm from a farming background. We had to beat protest there. Yes, they blocked the factories. Yes, you might not think it's a good way, but at the end of the day, we had to get our message across. And yes, we did get our message across. But that was only for a short term thing. These lads are looking for something that's long term.
Of course,
look,
yeah.
At other things as well. Like, pushing electric cars and, you know, all these kind of things, that's grand. But, like, unfortunately, I would go electric if the technology was there that could say, right, I have an electric car, it can outperform a normal combustion engine car on range and price and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, look how long it took us to move from petrol to, say, diesel, for example, which was, yeah. Well, according to the Green Party, we were all being encouraged to buy diesel at the time, which was fairly economical and it required less maintenance. So look how long it took us to move from one to the other. It's going to take time for the electric cars to be perfected, to come down in price, for us to, you know, get extra mileage, because at the moment the mileage is quite short on them. So it is going to take a little bit of time, and the charging time has to come down too. We have to adapt the garages, we have to adapt the streets to plug them all in. And then, by the way, once we all start using electric cars, that's a huge amount of electricity we're going to need to provide for all these electric cars. How are we then going to produce that electricity with fossil fuel? Let me just go to James. James, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, James?
Afternoon, Niall. How are you doing?
James, you've got a good story for me here.
I have two very quick stories for you. I'll give you the first one. From about 4 years ago, I used to drive a van, as you know, you've been in it. I get a job from a house in Ramla, gone down to a nice restaurant in Ramla Village. It was Mr. Eamon Ryan himself with his wife and his children. He apologised for the short journey, but he just said that his wife couldn't walk because she didn't want to ruin her heels.
God bless her little heels.
Yeah, so he didn't mind getting into my big gas-guzzling diesel van on a beautiful summer's evening.
Well, that's the second story we've heard about Eamon doing that, by the way. And somebody else mentioned in a rural village there. I think Warwick mentioned it was in a rural village where he wouldn't walk the 10 minutes on a beautiful day. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is a case that, once again, as do as we say and not as we do.
It's very easy. It's very easy to preach when you have a Lewis 5 minutes from your house. You know what I mean? Or you can cycle into work three. But the second thing, I just happened to get in about 20 minutes, half an hour ago, same thing, get an app job. The guy gets in and he says to me, can you get me as close to Merrion Square? And I said, sure, mate, no problems. I'll do my best with what's going on up there. Oh, yeah, I'm going up to join them.
He was going to the protest, but he got into your gas-guzzling taxi to do it.
My diesel taxi, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of said to him, is that not a bit hypocritical? He goes, well, sort of, yeah, but I'm late.
Right, okay. Maybe he should have just got up out of bed and left a bit earlier, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Now, in fairness to him, he looked like he was going from work, and I think he actually had a wash that day.
So he wasn't your hippie type?
No, he wasn't a hippie type, but I'm just laughing. Oh, by the way, you can inform people that they're now marching down Dawson Street. That's where he was going to join up with them, because the 27 of them that are there, which looks like there's about 27 of them, are now marching down Dawson Street. But they're probably on the way back down to BT's again or something.
Right, so they're going to block off the city again this evening.
Yeah, because Louis Vuitton are having a sale, I've been told, so maybe that's why the few girls that are there are going to have to check
to check the prices of the stuff. I mean, yeah, they were in Penny's and Brown Thomas yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I heard Penny's had one of their better days yesterday, so maybe they actually bought a bit of stuff while they were there.
Did you see them? They had drums and they were dancing through the place, shouting and roaring.
Personally, now, if I was a manager in Penny's, I would have got them all arrested.
I don't know why people are not taking action towards them and having them arrested and moved.
See, it's the whole green agenda now in Ireland at the moment. Everybody, every TD and all wants to be all seen as, hey, I'm on the green bandwagon. And if they kind of, you know, if they say, you know, remove these guys off the street, people say, oh, you're anti-climate change, you're a climate change denier, which you get all the time.
I know, you're not even allowed to base it anymore, because if you you're anti-climate change, you're a denier.
And you know, and as you mentioned, St. Greta, you know, St. Greta has 45 million reasons. Very, very happy this year.
Well, now, I read this story earlier on with Evelyn, actually, this story that her net worth is 45 million, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to have to do a little bit more research on that, how true that is. Now, I think, don't get me wrong, I think she's made a substantial amount of money. Yeah. Because she is. I don't think she's doing everything for free, all right? But I think that particular story may be fake.
Right.
I don't think she made 45 million. But I'm assuming she's not doing it for nothing either. You know, and I'm assuming her parents are not stupid. I mean, her father and mother are quite wealthy. So, you know, and they're not silly. And I'm sure they're making money out of her appearances on a regular basis.
Her father is an actor-stroke movie producer, and her mother's an opera singer, as far as they know. So
that's right.
Regular parents.
Yeah, and her father is actually is involved in climate change and climate action or something like that as well. He's also involved in it. Well, stay there for a second. I don't know how we're actually allowing a 16-year-old to dictate public policy, but how and ever we seem to be. James, well, thanks for that, because I know you're busy and you're in your taxi and everything else. So James picked up a protester to bring him to the protest in his taxi, his big diesel taxi. Camille, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Camille?
How are you, Niall?
Good, Camille. What do you want to say? Do you support these protesters?
This is so wrong. I shouldn't be here on the radio.
Why?
I should be there on the other side of the ocean. I feel sorry for that poor girl. Everyone making jokes about her now.
Who?
Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg.
Oh, know? Yeah.
Dare you? So, listen, I believe we spend too much time talking about these guys. They pretty much enjoy that we give them so much attention, I believe. And we should just ignore all of these guys and let them do what they want. And after a few weeks, they would just get bored and they stop doing what they're doing.
You can't really ignore it because it's costing the city money.
I understand. Yes.
You know what I mean?
So that's, yeah. Well, I'm not surprised there's no single person calling you a radio with strong arguments or scientific proof.
Well, Tig did. You know, Tig was on earlier on. He supported
you. They just realized after a few arguments, you give them, they just, oh, yeah, actually,
they give in,
right.
yeah.
So, you know, I'm not surprised because, as you're calling them a group of hippies, they don't really dare to support all of this climate change or doing any good job. They just dare to take a day off in mm-hmm. school, probably, or in work.
Well, I think a lot of these supporters that I've seen recently, particularly around the city centre, I'm not saying all of them, but most of them don't look like they're actually working at all, to be honest with you, Camille, if they can spend that much time hanging around blocking streets. Stay there, Camille, if you can, because I have to go to a break. You can't even have a debate nowadays. You're a blatant climate change denier. 1989, the same UN that we're listening to at the moment, claimed and they predicted that the loss of entire nations would happen before 2000. They also claimed that the most conservative scientific estimate that the Earth's temperature would rise 1 to 7 degrees in the next 30 years. This was in 1989. It's now 2019, and the Earth's temperature has gone up 0.5 degree, which it's been doing for the last 160 years since records began. So they were wrong. Again, that was catastrophe on the horizon. They were telling us all about this catastrophe on the horizon. It didn't happen. In 1987, a best-selling book came out called Famine 1975, where they predicted mass famine around the world because of the increase in population in the next 20 years. And millions would die. They actually said hundreds of millions. It didn't happen. We were told at the time during the ozone layer, the world was coming to an end. The globe, or what was it, the polar ice caps would be melted by, I think they were predicting 1990 at the time. It didn't happen. All these things, all these predictions, just didn't happen. Morris, you're a classic kid. Say hello, Morris.
Hey, Niall.
And I imagine at the time, the same crusties were out on the street. Morris, do you support them?
No, I don't think so. Anybody that's willing to hold a capital city in Europe to ransom are a bunch of gobshites, and I'll tell you why. I just think our old generation, like you said, old crusties, who want to be like, oh, we're Gretas, but we're in our 40s and 50s and 30s. Do you know what I think should happen? Do you know the way they have CCT footage all over the city?
Mm-hmm.
The Gardaí should record them, give the CCT footage to the Department of Social Welfare, face identify every one of them,
yep.
Let them go to the local labour and say, we're cutting you off your labour, you'll have to reapply again.
Yeah, because you weren't available for work, you were protesting.
You were in work last week, you were in town taking in a protest. And here's the other thing I was thinking about. You said all the tents, right, are up in Merrion Square?
Yep.
Where are they all going to the toilet?
I'm assuming locally somewhere.
Well, you're assuming, we don't know. So
I know. They're probably peeing in the tent.
I was talking to Helena and I said, here's a phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning from Merrion Square. Hello, what service do you want? Fire Brigade. Hello, yeah, where are the people up in Merrion Square? There's a big fire here in the tents. But don't bring your fire engine with the big diesel in it, because you're not all walk up with buckets of water. And then they go up at 4 o'clock in the morning and there's a big barbecue. Everybody's burnt alive. And what happens? The seagulls fly in and have a feast.
Right, that's you've thought about that quite well, Morris. But Morris, I mean, look, even the people in Merrion Square are complete hypocrites. As it was mentioned already, they have a huge, big diesel generator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they're holding the city to ransom. Jesus, can you not leave people alone? And do you know that gobshite that got on the plane? I jail him. Do you know why? Because he made the carbon footprint of that plane larger because it had to return to the terminal and it used more fuel. What a gobshite.
Well, and in saying that, by the way, what he did is a crime. I mean, and it's taken quite seriously. We only talked about it during the week. People, you know, who behave unruly on a plane and get planes grounded. It's taken as a very serious crime. He has been arrested, and I'm no doubt he'll probably be charged. I hope he is, actually.
I hope he's charged with attempted hijacking and lock him up for 5 years, and then he can forget about the green planet.
Okay, let me go to Niamh. Niamh, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Niamh?
How are you?
Grounding planes, bicycles on roads, people sitting on their bottoms going hum, hum. Is it going to make a difference to the planet?
Do you know what? This crap that animals becoming extinct, so did the dinosaurs. Were the cavemen driving around in diesel cars? I mean, come on now. Would they like my partner to cycle from Gori to Coolock? Because, you know what? That's ridiculous. And what really bugged me was my 10-year-old came home from school and he'd been shown that St. Greta once.
St. Greta? How dare you? How dare you?
Her speech.
Yeah.
He was terrified. He cried his eyes out.
I know. I think it's so wrong and I think it's time people started to speak out. People were afraid to say anything. Oh, she's a poor 16-year-old girl. They're using her because they know we can't say anything about her.
She's hysterical. And at the end of the day, he cried his eyes out. And I sat and explained to him, we walk to school, son. We don't drive a car to school. I walk you to school. We do our best.
And so, but hold on. So what if you want to drive him to school? If you want to, you know what I mean?
But the point is,
She's terrifying children.
He was terrified. He turned around to me and said, I don't want you to die. I don't want to die. And I said, you're going to bloody die.
No.
And, you know, these guys sitting on their asses in Merrion Square meant that his dad, who he barely sees as it is, because it takes him, on a good day, 2 hours to drive to work, 3 hours to drive home. It took him nearly 4.5 hours. Because everyone else was using the M50. So basically, he sat in traffic, putting more stuff into the atmosphere.
The whole thing is completely hypocritical, Niamh. And you're right, actually. And it's a very important point to make, which we're going to have to discuss further, is this idea of Greta. I think the whole title of St. Greta should be taken away. And this idea that she should get some sort of Nobel Peace Prize for scaring children to death is completely ridiculous.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.